You please say a name and location if you want to, only if you want to. Thank you for being here. Two more people joining in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thanks, Lynn.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don. In Northern
Ohio.
Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Thanks for being here, Don.
Thank you.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Do you like living in Dallas?
Actually, I'm north of there in a small town, but from Dallas, yeah. It's okay. The weather's not great. I was living in San Diego, so that's kind of a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
You need to move to Corpus Christi, then. You'll like it much better.
To Corpus, huh? Yeah, it's sunny.
A double ding. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Terry.
Good to hear
you. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Don.
All right.
Hello,
Hi.
Terry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is Wynn here yet?
He might be here now. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening, Janine. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
All right, and welcome to everyone, also to those that are listening online through BBS. Thank you very much for being here. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Raiden.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Hello.
And then another caller joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Hi, hi.
Hello, Roger.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, everybody.
And another person. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Jack in San Francisco. Greetings.
Good evening, Jack. Welcome.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How is everybody tonight?
Hello, Brenda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Brenda. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello, everyone. Brenda.
Does anybody hear that snapping sound?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I hear it.
Yes, I hear it. Well, let me see if it's phone line it is. Then I will mute that phone line.
Sounds like somebody
texting. Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to the call, Dr. Art. Thank you for being
here. Hey
there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Morning, everybody.
Sounds like Morse code or something.
And another caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie. Good evening. Welcome.
Bye,
Bonnie.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gone now. I don't hear it.
Yeah, I muted the phone line.
Okay.
Thank you.
Phone line.
Is everyone ready for Valentine's Day?
Who? What? What kind of day?
Love day. Love day.
Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Anna, Kent, Washington. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Anna.
Welcome.
Hi, Anna.
Thank you.
Who likes chocolate muffins?
Mmm. I like chocolate everything.
I like it better without the muffin. Like chocolate straight.
Got pecans in it.
The darker, the better.
Yeah.
It's Brian. Is there anybody out there?
No.
Hi.
Brian.
This is, I should have said this is ah. That way you would have said no ah.
Thank you for being here, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Terry Brown, do you know about when he is?
Let me go check on him.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Did he announce any questions already?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick. Good morning to you.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for being here. This is Nick in Australia.
Hello, Nicky.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Zoe?
Good.
Good. It's beautiful today, 26 degrees, nice, calm, beautiful day. At where I work, I'm overlooking the river and that in the city, and it's beautiful, nice and flat, and it's a beautiful day today.
It's 26 Celsius.
62.
Yes, correct.
I remember that one.
Yes.
Is that Nick in Australia?
That is correct.
I love that. I love to hear that Australian accent.
It's good. How are you, Wynn?
Well, I'm better because I'm talking to you.
That's awesome, mate. That's a beautiful thing to say. Thank you.
So are you out of the flood zone?
I'm on the other side of Australia. The floods are in Queensland. I've got a lot of family. All my family are from over there. I was born over in Queensland, and a lot of them are doing all right. Like, the floods kind of have maneuvered their way around them. So, there's a lot of people that have been displaced, and one group of my family had to be helicoptered out of the flood zone. It's in a place called Neelia. The floodwaters actually derailed a train out there, and it's pretty full on. So
they have massive amount of dead animals around too now.
Yeah, that's out in that same area in Western Queensland. It's pretty horrific. They get a lot of floods out there.
I have some relatives down in there too, and they're from Canada and they've lived there for years now. But they're about on higher ground, so they're surviving.
Hey, what do the Australians think of Trump?
I don't really get into much political conversations with people, but the general consensus, I think, is everyone thinks he's a bit of an idiot, though. You know, like, because they only see what they see on news and like TV shows, reality TV shows, which are designed to make people look a certain way, like that Apprentice and that. So I think that's where a lot of people get their opinions from. I think he's where we're lucky that he got in, or else I think we would have been in another world war. If Hillary Clinton got in, I think she would have went to war with China and Russia. And, I think we're lucky Trump got in.
That's what I thought. Australia seems to be under Illuminati control?
Australia kind of follows America. I think that Australia is China's one of our biggest trade partners. And I think that Australia is kind of where we're tied in with America for security reasons and military reasons. But I think probably recently, I know going back a few years, maybe 10, we're like getting stronger links with China, and we're kind of having America at a bit more of an arm's length. like still have our ties and our connections there, but being friendly with the Chinese and that because of trade. So I think it's kind of stepping back a little bit, so we're not, you know, just pushing America propaganda and, you know, their hard line of this and that, but it's kind of taking a step back from that, and so that, you know, we can have better trade with other people.
Well, you're sounding great tonight, Nick. I have to tell you, I can feel the change in your vibrations over since you first came into the call.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 13th, 2019. Wednesday night, Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Questions and answers to celestial sources that you all submit. And I was just talking to Nick. Nick is a guy that has been coming to our calls now for how long?
Probably 6 months to a year, I think.
6 months to a year.
I think so.
You mind me talking about this publicly? Because somebody else will hear it.
No, that's fine.
Say, yeah. You know,
that's fine.
He was under, I guess, what some people would call negative attacks, right?
Yeah.
And we've had other people in this circumstance, the situation, and I've watched how it works, that when you're in the middle of that, it seems overwhelming. It seems like you're going to be there for eternity, and you're ducking and hiding in corners and having, I don't know, how did it manifest for you, Nick?
I didn't really realize that what it was, and I could hear, like, almost like I was being spoken to, almost like a voice in my head, and lots of threats and bullying and trying to get me to do negative things or just obey. Most of it was just obey me, and I could feel like heavy negativity and almost like a blanket was over the top of me. And I just felt like no matter where I turned, people would turn away from me, or, you know, support networks were like, people would just, I don't know, like they would just turn away from me, or friendships would deteriorate and people would just stop talking to me. And it's almost like you become like a leper and nobody wants to have anything to do with you, and nobody, wants to talk to you, and it just, multiple just negative experiences, and everywhere you turn, someone's betraying you or letting you down, or it's just like negative thing after negative thing just seems to keep happening to you. And I've always been into personal development and personal growth, and I kept moving forward in positive ways and like standing up to it and fighting back. And they're like the negative, like every time that I would do something positive or forward moving, I would be attacked negatively, and it's just like a multitude of things that would just keep happening and happening and happening. And, through people here and there, I started, or just things, maybe God, the creator, just kept putting things in my path, and I slowly got led towards things, and even people that I would turn to for help, like energy healers and things like that, I'd find that they would also, it's almost like they wouldn't help or they didn't help. And it's like everything, everywhere I went, it was kind of like another, just like every stepping stone that I go to, someone would turn their back on me, you know, when they should help. And I know it was probably about a year or 2 years ago, and I can't describe, and I don't really know 100% what it was, but I felt this presence come in, and I kind of think it's Jesus. When I keep asking, I kind of feel that it's Jesus, and I get the numbers, the 333 that keeps showing up on me, which means Jesus, the Holy Trinity. But this energy, this presence came in, and it basically described my whole life to me, and I was having these full-blown conversations with it. Those conversations continued to happen, and it just kept describing things and showing me things that happened in my life, and these things happened and this was the reason, or these things happened and this was, it was explaining everything to me. And I kept having these experiences where I was filled with really, really light energy. It was just pure love and light, and I could feel myself being held in it. And it was guiding me to learn life coaching and learn energy healing and learn these things. And I've been studying all of those things and following its guidance. And I can tell the difference between when the negative and which is the positive. And just yesterday I had this presence again with me, and it guided me to watch a video. It's guided me to watch heaps of videos and do heaps of things over the time. And I've really been learning which ones are what the positive is to listen to and what the negative is, so to ignore. But yesterday's video, it's almost like each time I reach a level, or each time I reach, a point of, releasing the negative or ignoring it, or just learning something, getting to a new level, I get that presence comes back and it shows me something else, the next steps, or it raises my vibration up to another level. It's like things happen in steps and steps and steps. But yesterday the video, it showed me, and it all unfolded in synchronistic order kind of thing. And it was just teaching me that God does things in increments. And it was a sermon. I was listening, sometimes I'll just play prayers in the background. And it was this guy who was teaching a sermon on the three gifts that God gives you. And one of them is he sends an angel before you, and that angel is Jesus. And, he will make a way for you where there is no way. And, the Lord will, your angel will change things incrementally. You won't notice that until you look back. So it's I know that all this stuff is happening and it's unfolding and it's becoming more and more positive, and my vibration's getting lighter and lighter, and I can feel the negatives hold on me less and less. But when it come on, apparently I had live implants that were taken out by Fred and Liz. That they did a lot of work when I came across them. I think it was through you guys. I messaged Ed and left a message on him, and he rang me back. He sent me an email saying, "We urgently need to speak to you." And I was speaking to them, and they're going, "You're in a lot of danger. You're in a lot of trouble." And they pulled out implants from me and did massive amounts of work, taking out, apparently there's ships somewhere that they were removing, and black magic and spells and all these sorts of things that they worked with me for quite a while, and had people watching over me and they said because I kept standing up to the negative and because I wouldn't obey them or be submissive to them, that they kept increasing their attack against me or their pressure against me. And then they said it was a miracle that I was still alive, really. But with their help and doing the clearing, I've managed to, and following the guidance or the grace of God is what I call it these days, and doing what I'm being guided to do, I think each step of the way I get lifted a little bit higher and a little bit higher and a little bit higher. And I think what's kind of happening is a message I kind of got yesterday was that, the reason why they haven't completely taken the negative, they're still there a little bit. Yeah, the reason why they haven't completely taken it away is to, as motivation kind of thing to make sure you keep going along your path. But, yeah, I don't know if that's answered your question fully or I may have.
Oh, yeah. That's hallelujah.
True that.
That's a great, great story. And, you know, I had a teacher once. He used to talk about, his term was the theory of reversibility. The way we advance is we go three steps forward and two steps back. In other words, we have an experience, but we can't hold that experience yet. And, you know, the negative actually is like lifting weights, and you keep doing it, and then they increase their weights, and you get stronger, and before you know it, they're just not there. They can't match it. You know, they can't match the higher sources. But it's like you have to learn to bring them in to clear the space. And, you know, we're setting a reference point on these calls so people can do that. And yes, Fred and Liz are phenomenal. And since you mentioned them, I'll give Fred's phone number. And, or I'll give his website. His phone number is on his website. And I have many people who have used him. And you know, we have a team. Kimberly Meredith has a team. You can start to see how this works because, people have teams and Fred's team is kind of, I call it a lower level team because they go get down and dirty with the negative. The Elohim don't do that. They come in at the very high level, but Fred's team comes in and dukes it out. For anyone who is seems to have repetitive patterns that whatever they do, they can't get over it. And by the way, as you were telling your story, Nick, I can relate completely to that experience myself. Not exactly like you had it, but similar, where you can go into this negative space, and I see other people that do it. I see it. I see how people create impossible situations to lift above. Like, for example, when you go into victimization and you're a victim and then you complain to everybody how bad it all is, you are constantly reinforcing your victimization. You can't get out of it. Because you go from one person to the next, and they are all doing it to you. And it's their reflection of the energy that you're putting out. And as long as you're putting it out, somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to reflect it back, either on this side or the other side, and most likely both. And you can feel incredibly trapped by that. Incredibly. And it feels like it's impossible to get out of. But it's not. Nick told his story. And you know, there's the thing that the Elohim said very early on. If somebody wants to get into the higher realms, how do they do it? And they said, first of all, let me see. Intention. You really have to mean business. Then persistence. You have to stay on top of it. You know, how would you be persistent if you have a victimization consciousness, for example, or any pattern that you seem to be stuck in? The first step is to keep observing that pattern when it comes up and say, okay, there's that pattern. where people take advantage of me. Okay, I let it come through. All right. There's that pattern where I don't think anybody likes me and nobody likes me. But don't believe they don't like you. Say to yourself, there's my pattern manifesting again. And as you start saying that, you're building an energy outside of the pattern. And you have to be relentless. You can't slip into thinking that you're being victimized. You have to think, you have to correct it and say, there I am expressing my pattern and people are responding to it. And don't take it personally from other people. Only a rather evolved and advanced person can be around somebody who's a victim and is able to go beyond that and not respond to it. Because in 3D, everybody responds to what you put out. It's like a mirror effect. And it's like, then you start judging yourself for putting it out. You want some kind of magic potion to get rid of it. And it doesn't usually work that way. Not usually. Maybe it might for somebody, but in most cases, I see people having to do a lot of work to get over these patterns. And it's intention, perseverance, and the last one was visualization as to what to be at the end of getting over that. And I think Nick just went through that, explained that he did that. He didn't even know necessarily. He may not have read that, but he did it anyway. And I can feel the energy of his progress, man. I can feel it. I can feel it as you going along. So, thank you, Nick, for sharing it. And is Isis listening tonight?
Thank you, Vin.
Thank you. Is Isis on the line?
I have not heard of tonight.
She wanted me to ask a question tonight. Let me see. And I wanted to add some things to her question. But I can't add it unless she, she sent me an email and she said, yes, add this to my question. Thanks so much. Okay, good. So we will add it. And, is Terry, are you on the line? I think she's on the line, but are you unmuted?
I'm here.
Hello? You're there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just
muted.
Just checking. Yeah. You're not ready, are you?
No, I'm never ready. Because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you on behalf of everybody on this line for caring enough to keep going here. And I know you get a lot out of it. I know you do. And when you get into the flow of truly being of service and you let the energy come back to you, that is a huge way to stay above negative attacks and negative stuff. You know, I learned that when you're being negative attacked, and even when you're not, people think, well, what do I do to be of service? What do I do? I don't know how to be of service. You know, being of service is like making a phone call to someone who you know is going through a hard time, or someone who's very lonely, or someone who lost a loved one, and saying, I'm just calling to see, to send you some support for what you're going through. And you would be amazed at the energy that comes back when you do that. You start, like, you have to be careful because you don't want to get caught up in being an enabler. You guys know what an enabler is? Hang on a second, you're muted. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Do you guys know what an enabler is?
Yeah.
Someone who encourages a behavior or situation, encourages it, keeps it going.
It's kind of like when someone has a negative pattern going and they try to make you feel sorry for them, and they're always calling you and say, feel sorry for me, feel sorry for me. Before you know it, you're not really helping them. Feeling sorry for someone does not help them.
Can you hear me, Liz?
I hear you. Who is that? Brenda.
Yeah.
What
I just gave a definition. Was that somewhat it or not? You just was talking.
Now you're louder now.
Huh?
What was your definition? Say it again.
I said it's someone who encourages, someone encourages, condones a behavior or situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, even just, you know, there's a fine line. Sometimes when you're being somebody's sounding board, it can be very, very positive. Just let them to talk, right? And sometimes when somebody gets used to that, they call you and say, well, do you hear what happened today? And this happened and that happened. And after a while, the energy runs dry. And, you know, if I find myself in that situation, I speak my subconscious, what it's telling me, say, listen, I can give you support and I'm holding positive focus for you, but I'm not going to feel sorry for you. And I can only handle so much of your drama about everything. And you have to reach above that. And you have to do something positive. Next time we talk, you got to tell me something positive you did, not just how everyone's against you, okay? I mean, people actually start to believe the world's a horrible place and everyone's against them because they're putting that energy out. And the world responds in 3D to exactly the energy that you're putting out. Exactly. And that's how you grow, because then you get to see the energy you're putting out. But if you don't take responsibility for that energy, now this doesn't mean to feel guilty about it, because you can't help it. You know, these are patterns that have been implanted in you, either from other people or from your own miscreations in former lifetimes. But it's not like you're to blame. And it's very easy when you go on a spiritual path and start thinking, oh, I got the devil in me. Look, I got all these things saying this and that. I gotta go, I'm bad, man. I mean, I look at women and I feel lust. I look at men and I see money. Or not. But you can look at those patterns and catch them and say, okay, there I am in my pattern. And don't judge yourself for the pattern. Because what happens is then you just push it interior and it never works out. It doesn't mean you have to act on the pattern. It doesn't mean you got to do everything the pattern tells you or anything. But at least let it come up and look at it, and it's a huge step in overcoming negative stuff, negative programming, whatever, even entity attachment.
I realized, there's another reason for negativity, and that is, like, when a person is little, sometimes the parents or somebody in charge might really berate them for something that they might not have even done, because maybe they were too little to walk down a path, because you didn't walk that good yet, and then maybe they fell down, and or they spilled something. Like when I was a kid, I spilled some ginger ale because I was too little to carry it, and my mother got very angry at me and said, you know, it's almost like you were a huge mistake to come into the world. And she was very, very angry and belittling me. And so even now, I tend to want to spill everything. Like, maybe, you know, out of anger, to spill it on other people even. And it's very negative.
Didn't you do that in Xantippe's life?
Yeah, like in Xantippe's life, I dumped the potty on Socrates' head. I got that history somehow. And so, it's almost like in an effort to be in harmony with my mother, you know, that I'm unworthy and I spill stuff, and so then I want to spill stuff, you know, to make it right. So I, you know, you want your idol in life to be right. And, so that's another cause of the pattern. Like, if somebody feels they're not worthwhile, they might want to make it happen just for everything to be consistent. And so that's another thing to observe in one's behavior. They can, like, when they're adults, they can really do some damage. When they're four, they can't do that much damage, but when they get older, they can do some damage just to put themselves in a negative light, to prove their own image of themselves, how they look at themselves. And it's all so silly, but it's real.
Well, you know, this is exactly, if you go back to Jesus, when he said the sins of the parents are visited upon the children, and I don't like to use the word sin, because the problem with the word sin, as soon as you hear the word sin, you go into guilt. And guilt is just as bad as sin, okay? There's no forgiveness there. It's like, oh, I'm bad. I thought this was wrong.
I'm bad, and then they got this image of themselves as being bad, and then they do something to enact it out and to prove it's right.
Hey, look, we're talking too long. We got questions for tonight, okay?
Okay.
So,
all right.
We only have... let's say 21, 15 minutes, okay? So let's get to our questions. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes these preamble talks are just very important, because people, when somebody has an experience and they have a breakthrough, then it becomes a model for everyone who can have a breakthrough and an inspiration. So, thank you, Nick, for doing that, okay? And Nick is not the first person that has had that kind of situation.
Muted.
In our group. So let's go. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the will of one, to join with us. We create a protective space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are here with you. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone line. That is where the voice comes through. And from the computer, that is where the voice comes through. So we are here with you, directly coming to you, and we consider it a sacred moment in time when we are able to connect with our brothers and sisters. We miss this connection as when you are in the third dimension, you do not always realize that we are here and we are able to connect. We provide assistance where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, this is from David in Livermore.
Yes.
I recently heard Wynn talk about one of the apostles being in our group, and we were ready to find another another one, he said. If what I heard was correct, I have a question. I was recently told by someone that I was the reincarnated Doubting Thomas. Is there any truth in this?
We would refer the question back to you. Take a look at your current life. If someone tells you something, then check it out before you take the position on. We are taking a look. You can check to see if you have a doubting framework. If this seems like an accurate resonating description. We are taking a further look. We wish to refer this question back to you to evaluate. You can look up the life of Thomas and see if it resonates with you and if you have similarities. Thomas had a twin that was also with Jesus. But we suggest that you take a look. There is a great video movie on the life of Thomas. So you can expand your look into that area to see if it resonates with you and then get back to us. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll tag on a question without naming names. Do we have Doubting Thomas in our group somewhere?
At this time, we wish to defer that question.
Okay. Thank you. We have a question here from Isis in Seattle. She asked, following up, would it be possible to share what precisely injured my tether cord recently? Did I go into a portal? Is there anything I can do to help my tether cord to heal completely? And I suggested that she add two questions to that, which she gave her approval to. And one of them was, is there a past life pattern which is causing this issue? And the other one is there a negative source which is giving her some kind of greeting to cut off her tether cord?
Thank you. We ask, what are the symptoms of a damaged tether cord? We see that your tether cord is operational and it is capable of strength and protecting your link with your body. Give us a moment. Again, what are your symptoms of the damaged tether cord? A healthy tether cord connects you to your body when you leave your body and is referenced by the location, the ability to locate, the ability to stay in touch, the ability to keep connected to your body, whether you are in your body or whether you are out of your body traveling. So it is locational. It has a locational aspect to it. It has a strong pull to it, much like a rubber band can have a strong pull to bring you back if need be. Give us a moment. Which your tether cord is intact and if operational, you may not feel it if you are in your body, but it is like a Bluetooth that has your coordinates of your body in its memory and is connected also by gravitational memory of where your body is to always bring you back to your body. We would need some information. Yes, go ahead.
As a matter of definition, a tether cord is when you astral travel and you actually leave your body astral traveling. It's the cord that connects your astral body to your physical body, okay?
And, yes, and we are describing some of the aspects of it. It is like a Bluetooth locational device that has in mind all the time where your body is and exactly how to get back, but it is more like a connection with the banding that is of rubber that can bring you back very rapidly. It is able to sense where you are and bring you immediately back to your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But some of the things that can disrupt your tether cord is if you leave your body and you might hit another object, you might not realize that when you are out of your body that you can lose your anchor points if you have an impact with another foreign body. And it is not that your tether cord is damaged in a case like that, but it loses its bearings, so to speak, and has to regain its bearings so that it can get strong and bring you back. Just because you lose your bearings or anchor points does not mean you have lost your tether cord or ability to tether to your body. It needs to recover and be reconnected vibrationally to your body, and then it will bring you back.
Thank you. At some point, I'm going to ask the question of the difference between astral traveling and expanding into higher dimensions, where you're in your body and out of your body at the same time, and there's not a separation. But not tonight. Don't answer that. I'm just going to say to remind myself.
Yes.
And we have about 2 minutes. And I didn't ask Edgen this question, and I didn't ask who else had a question here?
Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Nick's question. I think there's time to get that in. Just a moment here. Okay. Next question is regarding the light beings that are working with me. Who are they? How can I serve better? Or any guidance on them? Also help to move the negative one and release all the old. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you. You are connected to light beings that are holding the energy plane for you, and it is getting stronger, and as you let go of, and as the negative lets go of you, then your ability to pick up the light is getting stronger and stronger, and it will continue to bring you back into balance.
Thank you. And he does ask, who are the light beings? If you want to give any further clarification.
We are light beings. You also have some angels that are very fond of you and available to you as guides and protectors.
Thank you. So it's 7:58. Thank you, BBS, for letting us stay on, if you did. I think you did. And Edna, and I think Valerie asked a question. And we're not getting to those, but you guys have had so many questions that you don't mind me going with the flow tonight. So we're going to go over to Whole Time of Healing. Thank you, everyone who is on the call. And we'll see you in a moment. And
unmuted.